Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Tzadik Vav 296, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which goes together with yesterday's mitzvah, that of Chilul Hashem. These two mitzvahs are put together by the Minchas Chinuch and put together by the Torah. So we spoke about a couple of the issues yesterday. What is the source for Kiddush Hashem Barabim? We spoke about the Gemara and Brachas and Rabbeinu Bachai, who has the other Girsa. We spoke about the three categories of Chilul Hashem, which the Rambam discusses, and the Chinuch quotes them. Number one, where any mitzvah is at stake, Pshas Hashmad, so that is category one, everybody has to give their life for that. If one does not, it's a Chilul Hashem. Number two is one of the big three. And that could be category one. Category two, the Chinuch said, is where somebody does any type of Aveira to rebel against God. That is the next one. And number three, if somebody is an Ish Mefursam in Torah and Chesed, and people will look at him and hold him to a higher standard, so then that itself is also in the category of Chilul Hashem. One should remember, though, as I mentioned yesterday, but I'll emphasize it again today with another source, and that is if somebody violates Rachman al-Islan in a case where he is forced to, then he is Bachal Shem Shemayim, but the Rambam says clearly that he is not chay of anything because it was all under duress. The Rambam says this explicitly and poignantly in Igeres Hashmad. Besides the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam also discusses these halachas of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem in his famous Igeres Hashmad, which he wrote when people wrote to him that there were many Jews that are in hiding and outwardly they show that they're not Jewish to the Muslims. The question is, are these people still considered Jewish or not? And the Rambam says unequivocally that they are still Jewish and don't think that they are lost. And he talks about Jews who violate out of duress. He says, "V'im lo yeharig." This is on page Nun Aleph in the two volumes, Igeres HaRambam and Igeres HaShmad. "V'im lo yeharig va'avar mipnei ha'ones v'lo neharag lo itiv lasos v'u mechal shem shemayim ba'ones amnam eino chayiv onesh mikol shivan anshim." He doesn't get any of the averus, any of the onshim. "Shalom matzino batara kulo lo bakalos lo bachamuros makom sheyachayiv Hashem gmul migmuli ha'onesh la'anus." And there's no punishment. "V'lo nikra lo posheya v'lo rasha v'lo pasul eidus." He's not even pasul eidus. The Rambam is clearly saying that when one does an aveira in this regard, be'ones, he does not violate any of those averos. He only violates Chilul Hashem, which does not make you pasul eidus. And he's only pasul or a rasha or a posheya elamkin asa averos yipasul em leidus. Elashu lo kiyem mitzvas kiddush Hashem v'ikari shemo machal shem shemayim be'ones. V'eino kamo machal shem shemayim be'ratzon b'shum panim. They're totally not like a real Machal Shem Shemayim Baratzon. V'ulam, Mishe Omar, O Mishe Yala B'daito. If somebody feels that somebody who violates is Chayim Misa, Zehu Taras Gemura. That is a total mistake, and one shouldn't think this. And then the Rambam gives advice, try to get to a place, try to move to a place where you won't have to be forced to do this. Yetzim Eilu Makomos V'yelech L'makom Sheyuchal L'hamidato L'kayim Taras B'lonis. Try to move to a place, if it's possible, that one can be Mekayim the Torah without onus. One shouldn't say that, oh no, this is my hometown, and this is where I've always lived, so I have to stay here. No, and I'm waiting until Mashiach comes. Says the Rambam, no, because the Rambam has an interesting line. We have no idea when Mashiach is going to come. Ein zman katzuv l'biyas ha-Mashiach, achi yitalu bo v'yomro lafshu karav o-rachok. V'chiyav hadas v'ha-mitzvos eino tali b'biyas melech ha-Mashiach. Doing mitzvahs and keeping Torah has nothing to do with Mashiach. Ela anu chayavim l'hisasek b'torah v'mitzvos v'nishtadel l'hashlim asiyason. V'yachar shenase mashin is chayavnu. After we do what we have to do, im yizakenu Hashem lanu, olav aneinu, olav nevaneinu, liros melech ha-Mashiach, harei tov, v'yitov ala tova, v'yim lav, lo efzanu klum. And if you live a perfect, as best as we can life, serving Hashem, and Mashiach doesn't come, it's okay. We didn't lose anything in our avodas Hashem. Ela ravachnu ba'asiyaseinu, ma shanachnu chayavim bo. And therefore the Rambam says, emphasizes in Igeres HaShmad again, if somebody violates Be'ones, that does not make them a Rasha or Pasul Eidus. Okay, today's mitzvah is the positive, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It says, "L'chenach shenitztavinu l'kadesh HaShem she'ne'emar v'nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael." I will be sanctified b'sof b'nei Yisrael. Klomar she'nimsar nafshenu lamus al kiyam mitzvah sadas. In the extreme way, I will give over my life to die, al kiyam mitzvahs hadas. Rav Nissen Alper points out in the Sefer, Limudi Nissen, why doesn't it say v'kadesh oti? active. It's vinikdashti. It's in the passive. Vinikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. Says in this in Alper, because if somebody lives a life of avodas Hashem, it's not that they have to properly what Hashem wants. It's not that they have to focus. I am going to sanctify God's name. We'll condition ourselves to always do what Hashem wants. Then memeila our life will be one of kiddush Hashem. Vinikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. It won't be a specific. Oh, this is a kiddush Hashem. This is a kiddush Hashem. My whole life will be a kiddush Hashem. Vinikdashti and memeila will happen. Vinikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. That's the limud in Nisan on vinikdashti. Interesting, one other ha'ara, the Shemana Tov writes in his commentary on Parshas Vayera, on the Akedah, he says, famous question, why was Avraham's Nisayon greater than Yitzchak? Usually, we say the 10 Nisayon of Avraham Avinu, most we show him have the Akedah as number 10. So why is it that this was called Avraham's Nisayon? Yitzchak was the one that was going to give his life. So the Shemana Tov has a line where he says, it's harder to live Al Kiddush Hashem than to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Dying Al Kiddush Hashem, it's a one-time thing, boom. But to live Al Kiddush Hashem, day in and day out, in a sense, that's even harder and a greater achievement. And Avram was going to have to live with this, following God's Sivui, and everybody talking about him, what he did, Al Kiddush Hashem for the rest of his life, and that's the mitzvah. So, we have Limud Edisad and Hashem and Atof. Says the Chenuch, V'kvar biru zechonam levracha mebiya kabbalah, u'menaksuvim be'eze inyin u'be'eze mitzvah nitztavinu bazeh. We already know from Chazal, what is included in this mitzvah? And even though it says in the Torah v'chai bohem that I have to live through the mitzvahs, d'mashpeh v'lo sheyamus bohem, meaning I don't give my life, kvar kiblu heim shalonoma b'mikrazeh b'chol idyon b'chol aveira. We don't say this about every aveira and every mitzvah. When we pi kabbalah anu chayim b'chol divrei haTorah, we have a misora that v'chai bohem applies by most mitzvahs and not by all mitzvahs, as he is about to describe. So we have sources. The pasuk for Kiddush Hashem is right here. The Mefarshim point out that there are other sources for Kiddush Hashem. Tosfos and Psachim asks why the Gemara there quotes a different source and not our pasuk of V'chai Bohem, and if you don't, unless you know otherwise, that you have to be Mitzaveh. The Gemara there, well, no, Gemara Psachim Nun Gimel of Abayis. The Gemara says, how did Hanani, Mishal, Vazariah know that they had to be Moser Nefesh? They had to allow themselves to be thrown into the fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar and not bow down. Marach HaMishal Vazariah, Shavaz Rasman, HaKudus Hashem, L'Kitchen HaYish, Nosu Kal V'Chomer, Ba'atzma Mitzvardim. They learned the Kal V'Chomer from the frogs. Umat Svardim, Shein Mitzuven, HaKudus Hashem. If the frogs, who are not commanded on Kiddush Hashem, Kasiv Behu, Uva, Uva, O, Uva, Luba Vesecha, Uva Sadarach Vesecha, they all jumped into the ovens and they gave their lives. But, so surely, and they were commanded. Anu, Shemitsuvan, Kiddush Hashem, Alachas Kama Vakama. We who are commanded in Kiddush Hashem, surely we should have to give our lives. So they doubted the Kava Chomer. Ask Tosfos, there's a Pasuk in Chumash. What do you need a Kava Chomer for? So before it's Pasuk in Chumash. V'chai bohem, unless you know otherwise, by the big three. By the Gemara Sanhedrin, Darshan's the big three, Ayin Dalet, which we're going to see soon, Bez Hashem. So Tosfos there has to answer, it wasn't really Avodah Zarah there. Tosfos says this in a few places in Shas. But here, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that the Tzelem by Nebuchadnezzar wasn't really Avodah Zarah. Ela Andarte, it was a statue, Sha'asa L'chvod Atzmo, that he made for himself. And that's why he says, whoa, so it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. So that's why it wasn't clear that they would have to give their lives. That's the Chiddush. But they still dash in this Kal V'Chomer. So if you take a step back for a minute, though, so now Tosfos is saying another Chiddush. And this is Tosfos L'Shitaso in other places in Shas. Tosfos is saying it wasn't really about a Zara, so how were they able to give their lives? Is one allowed to volunteer giving up one's life in a situation where one is not Mechuyev? It's not the big three. It's not Shas Hashmad. Am I allowed to, let's say I think the generation needs it, am I allowed to give up one's life, is one allowed to give up one's life? So this is a major machlokas we've shown him. Baalei Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and elsewhere say, yes, you can volunteer, Midas Chasidus, it's okay, and that's Tosfos L'Shitaso, right here in Pesach Nun Gimel, where the Tosfos holds, Rabbi Tam says, it wasn't Avodah Zarah, and yet they gave their lives, and we praise them for it. Hanan Shavazayah. But if you look in the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam argues on Baalei Tosfos. The Rambam clearly, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hey, where he talks about all of these halachas, the Rambam says, "Kol mishenomer yavar v'al yehareg." We're in a case where it says yavar, to violate, Chilul Shabbos, for example. The Narag, v'lo avar, the person says Narag, he doesn't do it, he doesn't want to violate, harezem ischai benafsho, he is chayim misa. If a guy gives his life, instead of violating what he should violate, he's chayim misa. V'kol mishenebra, and then the opposite, if you're killed, v'kol mishenebra bo yehari val yavar, v'nerek v'lo avar, harizha kiddush Hashem, or kiddush Hashem barabim. And he gives an example. V'im hayasara mi Yisrael, kiddush Hashem, kidaniel Hananya, Mishal v'azarya, v'rabi Akiva v'chavirav. He gives Hananya, Mishal v'azarya as examples of people who are mekadishim shemayim. So the Rambam would have to answer Tosafot's question in a different way, but the Rambam would never say that it was a real avodah zarah and they volunteered. The Rambam holds you can't volunteer, but to do one of the situations of Kiddush Hashem if it is not mechuyev. That's a machlok Tosafot in the Rambam, but Tosafot here is l'shitaso in Maseches Psachim and Maseches Avodah Zarah. That is an important machlok Tosafot in the Rambam. Again, a big topic, just to quote you one interesting tshuva related to this. There is a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Tuf Peches, which is in Chela Gimel Tuf Mandal, and he was asked, Sha'al to me many, Amashakasu b'shem Riva. The Riva was one of the Balei HaTosfos. And the story goes that the Riva was sick on Yom Kippur. Ki chal achol yo asher meispo, the sickness that he died from. The chal yom ha-kippurim pa'osan ha-yamim. And it was Yom Kippur in one of those days. And the doctors told him, you have to eat. Im lo tochal, Vaday tamus. V'im tochal, shema tichya. If you don't eat, you're sure going to die. If you eat, you have a chance. V'huzal amar, bari v'shema, bari adif. V'loratz alechol. Unusual usage of this principle. Well, I'll take the vaday over the suffix, and if he didn't eat, then he died. Umeis, v'ratiz lo das daiti im yafe asolo. And you're asking me whether he did the right thing or not. That was the question. We all know the story of the revolt. The questioner said, did he act properly? Says the Radvaz, first let's talk about the din. The din is, no, he did not do what should be normative behavior by most Jews. Lagabi adin ein roi lo mo mimenu klal. Da kaimalon svek sveika shal pikuach nefesh doch es ha-shabes. That's Yom Kippurim. Even a double that, a svek sveika is doch everything. Vafil l'chai shach oshishin. Koshikin l'safik shem yamu shem yichye. Vafil l'safik shabes ha-cheres. And even if you want to say, afilu l'fi das achronim, sha'amru, t'misha yidinu yavar v'al yahari, v'nerek v'lo avar, harizem v'mechitza sadikim, even according to those who say that if somebody should violate, you're allowed to volunteer, as we just quoted, Bali Tosis, v'shaloka das harambam, v'cheinu daiti, not like the Rambam, and also I think so, says the Radvaz, that you could volunteer, v'kam makom, hanimili b'makom dika kiddush Hashem. Where can you volunteer? Where there's a good motive. Well, you could cause a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Shemaser atzmo al daito yisparach. Avol mishu cholish yish bo sakana. But if somebody's just sick in their house, the abdu lechol, the doctors told him, eat. So there was no kiddush Hashem there. He stam died. And therefore, says the Radvaz, you can't learn from the behavior of the Riva. Ein roi lo mamienu. What did the Riva do? After the Riva, hirkish pa'atzmo. The afilu sheyochal yamus. Maybe the Rivan knew that even if he ate, he would have died. Ki leiv yodeya maras nafsho. And that's what he meant by bari v'shema bari adav. I'm bari that I'm not going to live anymore, even though the doctors are shema. The karnishalti al-kiyotzi ben, many people have asked me this before. The halesi deinzu demidas chasidus, and I've said, you're not allowed to do this. Right? You're not allowed to volunteer in this type of situation where there is no kiddush Hashem. That's an important tshuva of the Radvaz that is brought l'maisa. Good. So, Tosfos brings up a different source, as we saw. Tosfos brings up, and that, come on, Psachim Nun Gimel is another source for Kiddush Hashem, besides our Pasuk Abinik Dashti, but it's a Kal V'Chomer. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Aleph discusses, is it Misvara? Is it Misvara that you would have to give your life for these big three? The Menachas Chinuch assumes, no, it is not. Misvara, we would say, that we violate in order to stay alive to serve God more. That's what we would say Misvara. You need sources in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet, Ayin Hey, in those sugyas, to tell me that the big three you have to give your life for. So the Menachas Chinuch says, Misvara, we would not say, one has to give their life. So that's why you have these sources. You have our Pasuk, or the Kal V'Chomer. Let's continue. Again, there's a tremendous amount of material here. We'll just try to touch on as much as we can. Continuing the Chinuch. There are three mitzvahs that a person has to give their life for. Always. The Hain. Avodah Zarah v'chol ha'bizrayu. Avodah Zarah and all of the connected elements of Avodah Zarah. Klomer. Kol inyin shalah ha'asur lana mikoach ha'lav v'nam yisadim ba. Anything related to Avodah Zarah. What's called ha'bizrayu. Anything related, even if it's not actual avodah zarah. Interesting line, just a limit on this, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kufnun Zayin. Kufnun Zayin is the simon in Shulchan Aruch about Yehari Val Yavar, the big three. Shulchan Aruch says, is one allowed to run into a church or run into a base of avodah zarah to save their life? assuming a church is a base of a Zaris, we're not allowed to run into a church. Let's say somebody's life's on the line. Is we're not allowed to hide. Rachman al-San, during World War II, would they have been able to hide out in a church? Says the Shulchan Aruch, yes. That's not even within the world of Abizrayu. Mishin es chayiv misa, mutter livroach lebeis avodas kochavim, ulahatzilat atzmo. You're allowed to. And the Taz quotes from the Rosh, this is not like misrape ba'atzi asherah, using avodah zarah to get healed with. No, there's a difference. The hasam yichshashe yimshok, there you might be misled, but over here you're just running in to hide, to save one's life. So that would be a limit on Abizrayu avodah zarah, but all other issue cases related to avodah zarah would be included. Next, v'chein, obviously number two, gili arayis v'chal abizrayu. Abizrayu, gili arayis, and everything related to gili arayis. Again, shaila about all different issues. What about chibuk v'nishrik derachiba? What about all everything included in a gili arayis? Shpichas damim, and murder, of course, is the third one. Shem yom lo la'adam avodah zarah. O nahar gecha, yarek v'yavda. If somebody says, kill this person, or we'll kill you. Do avodah zarah, or we'll kill you. Be megala arayis, or we'll kill you. In all those cases, we have to give our life. Doesn't matter, even if you aren't accepting inside the Avodah Zarah, still, one is not allowed to go through the motions. These three. Shorash mitzvah zu yadua, obviously the shorash of this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is yadua, ki adam oniver rak lavod baro. A person is created to serve his creator. If I don't give my life to my master, then I'm not a good Eved. May people give their lives for their master. Right, if the secret service would take a bullet for the president, so we have to take a bullet for God. Right, and when is it considered a bullet? By these three. Continues the chinuch. Midini ha-mitzvah, mashah ha-muzachonim levracha. There's a difference included in this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem between, obviously, the big three Averis and everything else. Shebe'elu agimel Averis shezacharnu, regarding these three Averis, chayev adam limsor nafsho b'chol inyan. No matter what, these three Averis, one has to give one's life. Bein b'shas ha-shabat or shalom b'shas ha-spat. At moments of religious persecution and not, bein b'farhesia, public, private, these three. But all other Averis have limitations. Shelo b'shas hashmad ubitzina, if it's not at a time of religious persecution. There's just a guy that wants to make fun of get hanah and make the Jew seem lowly. Ubitzina, and it's in private, it's not in front of 10. Ya'avar va'al yehareg. Right? One doesn't have to give their life for that. There's a big discussion what's unique about these three Averis. We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of the Maharal in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. The Maharal writes on the Mishnah, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, that the reason these three Averos are required is because they are parallel to the three pillars of the world. And therefore, if I violate that, I'm destroying the world, and the world, there's no reason for the world to exist. So I may have to give my life for these three because the world has to continue to exist. Torah, Avodah is obviously Avodah Zarah, and Gemilas Chasadim is the opposite of murder, and the Maharal's Mechadish, that Torah is the opposite of Gili Arayis. Why Gili Arayis, the most mundane physical activity that we can be involved in, and Torah, which is the most sublime, amazing, uplifted experience that we can be involved in. So those are the opposite, those three. So even Shabbos is excluded. Even Shabbos, one does not have to give their life for. One is not allowed to give their life for. The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Kisisa that Shabbos is not included. You know why? Because Shabbos, without the Jews, is not Shabbos. Shabbos requires the Jews. He hasn't quoted, but that's the Medrash. The Medrash says that all the days went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's my pair? Sunday said, I am Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos says, what's my pair? Hashem says, I think it's the Medrash, the beginning of Vayakel. Right, the Medrash says, Hashem answers Shabbos, don't worry, B'nai Yisrael are your pair. And that's the source for having Shi'urim of Torah on Shabbos, B'nai Yisrael being Osip Torah on Shabbos, because B'nai Yisrael is their pair. So, says the Meshech Chachma, there in Kisisa, there's no Shabbos without Am Yisrael. So therefore, you don't give your life. For that, you're Bechala, Chala Shabbos Achas, Kadesha Yishmar, Shabbosos Harbe. Continuing, going back to the Chinuch, by other Averis, if it's Shlo B'Shas HaShvat, and if it's Sinah, then you violate only Befarhesya in front of 10 Jews, so then one would have to give their life. The Menachas Chinuch, later on in Os Yud, has an interesting question. When it says 10, does that include the one being killed? When do you need the Kiddush Hashem? After the killing takes place? So then, he has to have 11. Can't be 9 plus him. That's easy. He's mesupik in Dibur Maschil v'shalo b'shas hagzera. He has that. I mean mesupik imanenas atzmo mitzarif la'asara. He's not sure. It says, Hecha din kivat mitzvah hishi es kadesh shev shamayim basaram Yisrael v'tekev kishenerak lek asaram Yisrael o dilma kivadim yava yechil shev shamayim ki asu chayu mitzvah yifat sarachin. That is the shayla that the Minchas Chinuch brings up. Okay, but says the Chinuch, u'b'shas ha-shmad, afilu b'tzinna, afilu anaso, afilu misakal yarev ha-yavar. If it's shas ha-shmad, time of religious persecution, everything is included. Even as the Gemara says, our rocks of the Masana. Even if Jews and non-Jews tie their shoelaces differently, if they are persecuting us, trying to prove that God is nothing and God doesn't exist, then we have to give our life for everything. Good. There's a lot more here. Let's just try to mention a couple more. In the next paragraph of Zeh, on the bottom of the page, the Chinuch brings up the issue of Lifnei Iver. What about Lifnei Iver of the big three Averis? We discussed this back in the Mitzvah of Lifnei Iver in Parshas Kedoshim. If somebody comes to me and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you, is the Lifnei Iver of the big three also Yehari Valyavar? That's a machlokas between the Baal Amar and the Ramban. The Baal Amar says yes, the Ramban says no. We say, we pass the Shulchan Aruch that it's not Yehari Valyavar. But that's a lundus. So Lundus, whether Lifnei Iver of the big three are included, we mentioned that Lifnei Iver, maybe that has to do with whether Lifnei Iver is Klali Prati. If this Lifnei Iver, the big three, is that considered the big three or not? Then the Chinuch goes into each of the big three a little more in detail. Shvichas Damim, he goes into that's the only one not based on a Pasuk. Shvichas Damim is based on a Svara, famous Svara. V'amar al-derech Mashal says, the Chinuch mechazes to Dama Didach Sumak Tvei. Who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder, meaning you're going to kill him to save yourself. But who says? Who says you're allowed to do that? And therefore, that's the svara given for a murder. And one has to give one's life for shvichas damim. By the way, that's even any time of shvichas damim. There's a big discussion, what about abortion? Is that yaharik val yavar? There's a discussion, what about any type of physician-assisted, help? Is that Yehari Valyavar? All of these are discussed. Arayos. In Arayos, he discusses that the source for Arayos, for being one of the big three, is Gzeir Shava. The Minchas Chinuch discusses what is included in Arayos. Obviously, Arayos, that Avachi of Kares and Notvises Kedushin, regular Arayos, so that's included. What about Nida? What about if a man, somebody puts a gun to a man's head and says, live with your wife when she's a Nida, or I'm going to kill you. That's an Erva. So the Minchas Chinuch says in Os Chaf Aleph, later on, he thinks that's also Yehari Val Yavar. Neither will be Yehari Val Yavar. He says even Sota is Yehari Val Yavar. What's Sota? Sota is Eshes Eshes Insa. The woman is Mezana, she's also to her husband. The Minchas Chinuch thinks that's also Yehari Val Yavar, because that's also called Arayos in the Gemara. Even though there's Tfisas Kedushin by Nida, and Sota also has limits, but, says the Minchas Chinuch, he thinks those would also be included. Again, this is a big discussion. It says the Chinuch continuing, V'kasva harishonim, important limitation, to all Armenian, Yehari Val Yavar, lo l'melavar aveira. Yehari Val Yavar is only said when I'm being forced to do an aveira, and I don't do the aveira, and therefore I have to give my life. Avalihi batal mi mitzvah, ya'avar va'al ya'aseh ha-mitzvah va'al yehari. But when it comes to not doing a mitzvah, so then the halach is transgress and don't do the mitzvah. The Rishonim suggests, the Rishonim in Shabbos and elsewhere, because after all, what's going to happen? You're going to do the mitzvah anyway? The guy's going to kill you. They're not going to do the mitzvah anyway. So by mitzvah, it doesn't make sense to give your life to do a mitzvah because you're not going to get to do the mitzvah. The whole purpose of by a lo sase is that you're not going to violate. They're going to have to kill you, but the aveir won't be violated. But by a mitzvah, it doesn't make sense. Related to this is the discussion of the Rishonim about the Gemara of Elisha Bachanafayim. In Masech HaShabbos, in two places, Daf Memtes, Daf Kuf Lamed, where the story is told that he wore tefillin and changed it to a bird. So the Rishonim has opposite questions. If he had to do the mitzvah, then how'd he take him off in the end? If he didn't have to give it, so how was he able to volunteer? This is one of Tosfos' rights, that you're allowed to volunteer, even not one of the big three. But that's a mitzvah zaseh. That's a mitzvah zaseh. That's how some Rishonim say he was able to take it off in the end, because they were going to kill him anyway. But either way, that's a big discussion. Elisha Balkanafayim is relating to this topic. Again, let's just finish off, turning the page for a minute. No heketh mitzvah zu b'chamakam v'chol zman, b'sachar min akevis. This mitzvah applies always, men and women. If somebody is b'kayim, it's a kiddush Hashem. If somebody violates Rachman al-Slan, it's a chil Hashem gadol v'chamur ad ma'od. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky has an important ha'ara on this pasuk, where he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol Beis Yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem. Kol Beis Yisrael, what does that mean? What does that include? Says the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Let me just find it here. Here it is. Says Rabbi Yaakov, you know what I think is included in Kol Beis Yisrael? And as the pasuk says, V'nikdashi besoch b'nei Yisrael, it includes even ketanim. Because he says, after all, what gave rights to parents throughout the generations to be moser not only their own lives, but their children's lives, not to go to the cross? Right, not to do that. How'd they do that? Because how do they do this? Ketanim are also included, and it's the job of the gedolim to take a charge of the ketanim. Right, that is the Rabbi Yaakov points out here based on the language of the Rambam. Yivarech es beis Yisrael haketanim im hagdolim. Right, it's both, and therefore they are also included. I think if I remember correctly, Rabbi Lau writes in his biography that his father had a whole sefer about this, and he wrote this chiddush also in that sefer. The whole sefer was lost in the Shoah, but also this chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov that even ketanim would be included in the mitzvah. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more, but we will stop here and B'ez Hashem continue next time with the beginning of the unit of Yomim Tovim.